The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
You know who it is, it's Royce Lovett. You listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, alright?
What's going on? It's Marty
and Fernie.
And we're Social Club. Yes. And you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy D1. And right now you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up with it? It's your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Okay, okay. I was just throwing creativity on it. No, that's cool. No, that's cool. We'll start over. All right. What's going on, y'all? This is your boy, The Truth, and you're listening to the Rebel Music Mixtape by my man, The Boom Shot. Yeah!
Yeah! This is Cause You Rebellion. It's Rebel Music, the Mixtape Volume 2. Y'all gotta get ready. We're going against the grain, baby. The Truth. I appreciate you, man. Rebellion. We don't blend like chameleons. Military mind like battalions. We wild like the stallions. Stand out like medallions. We're coming for you, Jews and Sumerians. Revolutionary, urban missionaries, sort of visionaries. Never lose your status, never cool, we average. While they fool with gadgets, so rocking the newest fabric. Me and my crew established, Yeshua is what we relish. You dig? Yo, Sensei, I don't know if they're ready, man. But we ain't playing safe no more, you know what I mean? We're going all out. This is who we are. I had to wait so patiently. Had my old man chasing me. So I had to grow that faith in me. I've been through the stages, B. Until God basically told me to get out the bakery. The streets been awaiting me. Inside's aching me. See, God made for me a king-size vacancy. Said it was time for a spiritual awakening. Time to release rebel music. My legacy, I'm back for the re-up. Clutch is the movement. Double R-HB and HD, I see ya. So find one, boys, it's time for you to sit up. They're not signing us like gold diggers or prenups. Christ in my hip-hop, I decipher the gridlock. I bring salvation to gangbangers who creep walk. Yeah, it's rebel music, baby. Straight from the heart. The music is therapeutic, depending on how you use it. Not knowing your purpose, inevitably you'll infuse it. This is rebel music, and here's the reason I do this. Rhymes and nutritional value to feed the children. Music is a weapon and medium for influence. I'm leaving you a legacy, a generational blueprint. You heard? I don't think they heard me. Yo, it's rebel music, let's spark the revolution. Ride with me. Raps in the pool shot, you already know. And yo, sent you. I don't know if they hear me, man, but they better be ready. OJ, you know they better be ready, right? I can't ask you something. Excel two letters. You know.
Did you know that you could be part of our live podcast by texting your comments during our live show? It's easy. All you have to do is text 313131 with the message EZ Reverb. That's the letters E, then Z, and then the word Reverb. Join us live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. Text your comments and we will read them live on the air. That's Reverb, echoing God's word to his people.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, reverb, to me my flesh is so good. So my please turn up your effect.
What's up, family? This is DJ Rain. You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show, the syndicated gospel show playing the best in Christian hip hop and urban gospel music. We also give you the latest in news, interviews, laughter, much, much, much more. Hey, I want to thank you for tuning into the show right here, right now on this station or checking out our podcast. But yo, you got to check out the live show. The live show airs every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. During the live show, you can post your comments and we will read them live on the air. Yes, it's that easy, that simple. All you got to do is jump on Facebook Live, jump on YouTube Live or jump on Instagram Live, and we'll read your comments live on the show, making you part of our live podcast. Listen, I'm not doing this by myself. I'm backed up by the amazing Reverb Live crew. Let's throw it around home and see what's going on with the crew this episode. Professor Tracy, what's up?
What's good, DJ Rain? What's good, live listeners? What's good, Kicker King D3?
Yeah.
What's good, everybody out there in the building? Y'all, I have to tell y'all, I did something really cool.
Oh, I thought you were going to say really wrong.
I got a chance to do something with my dad that he never, ever done.
Okay.
He's 70 years old, and he had never been to the gun range. He's never shot a firearm.
Wow. Really?
Yes, he's never discharged a firearm. He's never done any of those things. And so he came to town to visit me, and that's where we spent a couple
did
of hours.
Did he want to do it, or did you have to convince him to do it?
At first, I was like, hey, Daddy, you want to go to the gun range? He was like, no, yeah.
I love the way y'all parents talk.
Because he's Jamaican, so he's like, you know, I'm not going to, I don't care about shooting a gun, but I think after a while, he was just like, well, I get to shoot a gun. So I guess let me see what it's about.
Right.
So we get to the gun range. You know, you have to do all of the formalities. Yeah. You have to
watch the video.
Watch the video and all the, go over all of the safety things. And then, but by the time we get to the back, I have my own firearms. But then.
Wait, that's funny. Tracy brings her own guns to the gun range.
He just all everything
well,
shot.
That's what hold everybody back, does, quick. Right? Where most people bring your own firearms to the gun range.
Yeah, the real
and,
soldiers.
Right.
Yeah, and so then I rented some other firearms that I didn't have. But
you rented more guns?
Yeah.
Oh, you?
So he can try everything. I wanted him to try everything, what it felt like, uh-huh. You know, whatever. So we got to the back, and I'm like, okay, I'm trying to coach him through it. So I took out the clip. And make sure it was empty. The chamber was empty. And then I had him hold it. You know, I just kind of trained him on how to shoot a gun.
That is kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
For a daughter to show her dad, hey, this is how you carry a gun, hold a gun, shoot a gun, point a gun. It's good. That's cool.
So
that's
he cool. was like, yeah, you know, this is. So I was like, this is how you do it. And then I added I did it. And then I added the clip. And then I fired. So that he can see me, watch me do it. And then I gave him the firearm. And then he did it. Mm-hmm. And then the first couple of times, well, let me say this. At first, somebody was in a lane a couple down from us, next to us. And it was like a big boom inside. Oh, boom, yeah. Boom, ooh. Boom. And he was jumping, you know, without even firing, without even having a firearm in his hand. Some people, that was my first experience, too, inside of a gun range.
Yeah.
But anyway. He got it. He finally shot a couple of times. He kind of jerked it a little bit. And I'm like, Dad, you got to keep your finger off of the trigger until you're ready to pull. So, you know, he was trying to remember all of that. But by the time we were done, he was a professional.
Okay.
Nice.
All right? So that,
we gave him shotguns, rifles, all kind of things. And he had an opportunity to just play around with. And I took pictures of it.
Yeah.
Took pictures of him. And I gave him his... targets afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
So he was like, like he came out of there like, we got to do it again sometime. He's like, and he said, you want to make sure, like, did you send me the pictures? Like, he would ask over and over again. So,
that's
you know,
sweet.
Shout out to my dad who is, he's an old Westerner now. He can, a Western cowboy.
Right.
He can sling him.
He's a gunslinger.
Yeah.
Gunslinger. also joining to the show, we got my man King D3. D3, what's up, man?
What's happening, man? I'm more than elated. Why use that word? I don't know. I read somebody said it to me. It made sense. I used it.
Maybe it's the hat, bro. That the hat is like real cool,
it's
right?
It's like LL Cool J.
Yeah, man. They saying, hey, D3, you starting a new wave or something, man? I just enjoy wearing my bucket hats. I have plenty of them. I don't wear them all the time. So if I'm excited, why not? So shout out to our listeners, man. Shout out to everybody on our lives, everybody under the sound of our voice, and everybody who knew. Don't check in before God, but check in after him, because then I am following a leader who knows where he's going. Mentioning firearms and artillery and things of that nature, it brought me to a memory when I was late going somewhere. I'm driving. I know the store's about to close. I'm worried about, you know, if I'm going to be able to get there on time because my wife making dinner. And Rain, from what I understand, you're married, man. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, so if your wife making dinner and she needs something from the store needs to stay open.
Just long enough.
Long enough.
Just let me get this one thing.
Come on. I will slip through a sliding glass door. I will beg you if I need that one more thing. That one more thing this particular night was an avocado. It was a necessity for dinner. So why did I say fire on? Why did I say artillery? Artillery is because I was gunning to the door, man. And when I tell you I was hitting it, I hopped out the car and I was the bullet that came out of the vehicle. And I ran to the door and I said, oh, shoot, I forgot my mask. Now, I noticed I forgot two things now, y'all. I forgot both my phone and my mask.
Oh, boy, I thought you were about to say you forget that wallet. It's like, oh, you go out this store, we closing the door. Oh, well.
I've done that before while on the phone with my mom, and she was like, well, baby, what I need to do? You know your mom always try to look out. I ended up begging. I'll tell y'all that story one day, too. This particular same store, too. Ran to the door, forgot my mask, forgot my phone. Which one do y'all think hit my mind most?
The phone.
No. Don't say the mask.
It was the mask. And I'm glad you said that, because that's the revelation I got. COVID is so bad that before COVID, man, my phone is going to be the first thing I think about. It can be my leg in the car and my phone. I'm hopping back, grabbing my phone, and I'm shopping on one leg. But due to everything that's going on now, if I forget my mask or my phone, I'm grabbing my mask.
Yeah.
So the speeding bullet went in the store. After getting his mask out the car, came out with the avocado the same way Tracy's father came out with his Target. And I walked in the house with the same pride, held the bag up like your dad held his Target sheet. Yeah. I said, baby, I got it.
I got it.
And then it was great, man. So shout out to everybody using that artillery, whether that's via foot or via gunpowder.
Look. Kendi, next time, just put your shirt over your face. You ain't doing it but going to get avocado and get out the store, right?
You make
just
a great...
Just walk in there just like that. Just go on about your business.
Thank God for the feminine energy, because I did not think about that. As a man,
I
was too stressed to think.
I am amazed at the way how my kids think. I already told you, my kids have already started about 5 or 6 businesses already.
Okay.
There's the O'Neill and Owen Pizza Shop. Okay. The O'Neill and Owen Car Dealership.
Mm-hmm.
The O'Neill and Owen Art Gallery. This weekend, I was shocked that they even thought about this. And it didn't hit me until they had to explain it to me. I was walking through the house, and they get up early. They don't know what the weekend is. They just know it's 7 o'clock, we up.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know to sleep in, nothing. I'm sleeping in. I'm sorry. I'm tired. Okay. When I wake up, it's taped with numbers on all the doors.
Mm.
Like, what are these? I'm thinking like, oh, they walking around the house counting how many doors we have, counting how many items we have. I don't pay no mind. And then so I'm going throughout the day. I still see these pieces of paper with numbers written on them, and they're taped to the door. I'm like, okay. And then so I go. I said, all right, it's bath time. I said, no, daddy, you have to come and knock on the door. I said, okay, so I go in there. I'm doing something. I go in there, I open it. And he said, no, daddy, knock on the door. I said, okay. So I go in there,
cute,
knocked
man.
On the door. And he says, oh, just a minute. And they open the door. Oh, hey, daddy, it's you. And I'm
goodness.
Like, okay. Neely, why do you have... That's my oldest kid. Well, why do you have these numbers on the door? Oh, daddy, that's our hotel room. We're room 29.
Wow.
And your room is 18. And I was like, bruh.
That's cute, bro. You
these
blessed.
These boys done made a hotel in the house.
Y'all blessed. That's crazy.
Who told you? How many hotels you been in, first of all?
right.
What hotel doors are, and the hotel doors have numbers on them.
Wow.
Why hasn't it let...
That's like, amazing.
Y'all on some other stuff.
Listen, that's why they said you got to knock on the door. That's their hotel room.
That's their hotel
can't just
room.
Be going into the room.
Right. You do not disturb, daddy.
Yes.
That's
and they
amazing.
Made it be like, oh, hey, daddy, come in.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's you. What you mean? We were just. But all right.
That was dope, man. These kids never cease to amaze me, man. People,
very creative.
We hope that we never cease to amaze you about the topics and the guests that we have coming in to our show, because we do have a guest coming in at the bottom of the hour. We also have some amazing live listeners out there that we want to shout you out. It's now your turn to check in with the Reverb Live Show. You've heard our check-in. Now we want to hear from you. Jump on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, or YouTube Live. Post your comment. We'll read them live on air and jump into this Reverb Word of the Day. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Yo, what's up? This is Daryl.
It's Ram.
It's Baco.
It's Aja. And we're the Wild Group. And you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Hey.
Turn up.
Let's go.
We don't have to take our clothes off for that number one spot and lose my spot with you. Been about that life, now I wanna hear something new. Tell me what you're drinking, whatever you're drinking. Soon you're thirsty again. Let me tell you about my friend. He is patient to the end. If life was a song and you feel out of gear, then play this one for me.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Then are ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand.
Okay.
Reverb Live show. Reverb Live crew is in the building. DJ Rain.
Tracy the Professor.
And KINGD3.
We here for you, man. Can't wait to get to the show. It is the month of October where we celebrate. It's not celebrate. It's where we have awareness.
Breast cancer awareness.
Breast cancer awareness month. You can even just say cancer awareness month. Everybody usually wears pink.
They're going to focus on all cancers, really.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that this episode. But we've talked about ourselves when we jumped in for our check-in. Now we want you to check in with us. Tracy, who we got checking into the show?
We have Jalen Malik checking in.
What's up, Jalen?
What's
up,
man?
We also have Greg Farmer checking in, saying, checking in.
Greg
number
happening?
One Farmer.
Yes, sir. We got Chef Bun B checking in.
Okay.
We got Soli Better checking in. We also have Sheena underscore B underscore.
Oh, she finally checking in.
Finally checking in. We had to get her drugged in about 10, 15 people had to at her, man. But she in here. We got Soldier Jew checking in. We got our guy, Arbitria Dominic checking in. And hopefully he forgives me at the same time. We have DJ underscore fire 116 in the building. Yeah, I told him in the back, I was like, they're going to be excited when I tell them this. And we also have none other than Tam G. Smith in the building.
Tam. Hey, Tam from Miami.
That's her boom, 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 just all that love, that sweetness.
Yeah. Yo, man, Fire, me and Fire going to be DJing the wedding. It is dope when your fellow DJ has to have a party and ask his other fellow DJs, hey, can you DJ my party?
Oh, that's love respect. It.
Fire.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a lot of fun. So we're actually teaming up to DJ a good friend of ours, DJ Dean, who's getting married soon, coming up in the next couple of weeks. He's getting married. And so me and Fire get to actually DJ together for a minute. It has been a while since we've done that, man.
Brother, ooh, that's just that camaraderie to another level.
It's going to be, especially when people do it well. I was out in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I went to a jazz club. Jazz club was pretty cool, laid back.
I love jazz.
I was even dressed up too in like a suit, so it made it look like I had a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I really did not.
Yeah, one drink, please, and a side.
Yes. Politely exited.
Right.
And then like the following, I was like, man, I'm bored. Let me just see what's going on. Oh, there's a club. Oh man, they playing throwbacks.
Yeah.
Let me go into this spot. Went into the spot. It was two DJs back and forth, just killing it, man.
Oh,
it was
dope. Man.
So can't wait to see what me and Fire can come up with. So that's we got everybody checking into the show. Now we gotta do the reverb word of the day. Professor Tracy, I'm sorry. I just had to talk about DJ talk.
Just don't be trying to rush me when it's my turn.
Right.
Well, just don't
rush the word.
Right, don't rush the word.
Right.
All right, what you got?
We have Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, along with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
Mm.
When I tell you, like personally, I've had some challenges, you know, in my life and in my family. It was difficult to say, you know what, God, but I came across this scripture, and the scripture was like, don't be anxious for anything. Yeah, I was waking up at nighttime. I was waking up, going back to bed, waking right back up. Just thinking about it over and over again.
Losing sleep,
waking up tired and feeling like I don't want to do nothing else. You know, I'm just going to stay right here. I ain't working today or whatever. But the scripture has said don't be anxious about anything.
Yeah.
But in everything, with prayer and petition or supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known. And so that's what I started doing piece by piece. I said, God, I don't know what to pray, and I don't know how to pray for this situation because this is a new situation. I've not been in this kind of thing before.
Mm-hmm.
But your word says to pray and also make my request known. And to petition you. So when you think about somebody who's doing a petition, like if you ever been to like you outside walking and you have somebody at church or at a fair or at an event, and they walking around with clipboards and they're saying, oh, hey, can you sign this petition? Hey, can you sign this petition? Yeah, can you sign this petition? The same type of energy that they take to try to get this person on the petition or on the ballot, do the same thing before God. God, I need you in this situation. God, I need you in my life right here. God, I'm trying to, and you know what? He said, add thanksgiving. So with thanksgiving, you're saying, God, I thank you that you can do it. God, I thank you that you are a healer. God, I thank you that you can turn things around. God, I thank you that you're a mind changer. Or whatever your prayer request is, you make this request known to God. All right? Amen. So, and then the peace of God, that's the next verse, but I ain't put that on here today. But the next verse is the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guide your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Y'all, don't be afraid. Talk to God.
What I've realized, that reason why people don't do this often is because they think they got to put down one hard, cold piece of prayer, like a piece of prayer that's going to call down fire. It's just simple. Keep it simple. A friend of mine said light touches. Even if you just touch it throughout the day, just, man, God, you know, I'm still thinking about this issue. Just, you know, it's on my heart. God, just watch it. Done. Prayer done.
Yeah.
Less than 10 seconds. People just think they got to pray for like 25 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. And when they think about, man, I got to pray for 30 minutes. I don't got 30 minutes to pray, so I'm just not going to do it. And so they don't even pray at all. They don't even get the 5-second prayer out there because they thought they had to pray the 30-minute prayer and they didn't have the time to pray for 30 minutes.
Wow, that's a great
and then
point.
No prayer is issued for.
I've been that person before.
I've done that a bunch of times. I'm thinking, you know, it's got to be in a moment and I got to have a certain spot. That's all great to have. It's all great to set aside some time, set aside some alone time, some space, some parameters, a time. Great. But if you ain't got it, man, I'm in the car. God, please. Mm-hmm. It's on my daily, keep it on your mind.
Real talk.
Just light touches.
Yeah.
That's good enough. That's good. So anyway, people, just pray. Just pray more often. Pray more often. People, we have a praying man on the show right now. Time. It's the bottom of the hour. We're going to bring this man on. Rashawn is actually, I didn't realize this. I forgot about this guy. But this guy has been going to all of our events for years. He's been, he was a musician at our church. And this is Cancer Awareness Month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. He had to go through cancer. Mm. He has a cancer survivor story. He's put up many petitions, many prayers at night has been put up for this thing. And he's on the show now.
Ray, it's something else, though. He also wrote a book.
Oh.
He wrote a book.
Rashawn, you big time.
He wrote a book. I think it's kind of going along the lines of our word of the day, too.
Yeah.
We can talk about that more.
We're
going to
get into that, man. We're going to talk. You know, people think, hey, it's breast cancer. Hey, guys get cancer, too.
Yeah.
It's time to man up. We're gonna do this when we come back at the break. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Understand something.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Every day across America, excess food is gathered by a network of good people at local food banks, giving hope to millions of children who struggle with hunger. They've earned their wings. And you can too. Together, we can solve child hunger. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Hey, what's up? This is Miss Tashkat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
The Urban Gospel Show. They give you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Carrie the Dreamer, and you listening to the Reverb Live Show with your boy, DJ Rain. Guys, go do it!
Your petition be
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rank, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, reverb, to me my flesh is so good, so my please turn up your effect.
Reverb Live Show. Reverb Live Crews in the building. DJ Rain.
Tracy the Professor.
And King D3.
Finally, we get to the important part of the show. We get to introduce our survivor. It is the month of October, commemorating Cancer Awareness Month. We all have on our pink in the studio, but we have a real survivor in the studio. He's calling into the studio. My man Rashawn. Rashawn, what's going on? Rashawn Worley, what's going on, man?
What's going on with you guys? Good evening. How's everyone?
Excellent.
Good, man. He is he's joining to the show talking about surviving cancer. Let's get it out to the users, to the listeners out there. What cancer did you survive from?
So the name of the cancer that I actually survived from is called large diffuse B-cell lymphoma, or you can just call it non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, okay. I've heard that before. I can't pronounce it, but I've heard that before. When were you diagnosed with it?
You said when? Mm-hmm. So when I was diagnosed actually back in 2015, but it was at that time, I think I probably had it since 2014. At the time they found it, I was already at stage four.
Ooh, man. Did they give you like, hey, you're in stage four, so you have like months to live or years to live?
Pretty much, yeah. So stage four, so the way that they stage cancers, well, I know for that particular cancer, the way they stage it is where it's found in your body. So if it's above your diaphragm at that point, you can be at stage three. If it's in your chest going towards your head, then you're at stage four.
Whoa. So I mean, you were approaching stage four or in stage four?
Well, I was in stage four. So the cancer was originally thought to just be contained within my liver. I had two tumors on my liver that had begun to spread to all my lymph nodes, like under my arm and a lymph node right above my heart. And because it was a lymph node above my heart that had been affected already, that's what plagues me at stage four.
All right. Now, let's back up a little bit. How did you know you had cancer, or what made you think, like, you know what, something's not right? Did you exhibit any symptoms or anything?
Oh yeah, I had a ton of symptoms, but you know, being me, I didn't want to go to the doctor, and I was just like, oh, I'm going to self-medicate, I'll be all right, it's probably just stress. So what actually happened was, back in 2014, around Thanksgiving time actually, I was running a fever of 102 every single day. So what I started doing was, I know, silly. So what I started doing every day was I would take Aleves every day to just break the fever. After that, I went on a couple of months with that, actually. And then
months of doing this every day?
Every day. But, you know, it was a lot going on in my life at that time. Life was really, really moving. I think at that time, I had a really sick parent who passed away 2 years ago. But at that time, she's really, really ill. And so I was living in Maryland. So flying back and forth to West Palm Beach. That's where I'm originally from. And so it was just a lot going on. So I'm thinking, like, I'm really stressed out. So I'm thinking, like, maybe I have a fever. It doesn't make any sense scientifically. And I'm a scientist. That didn't make any sense, but that's what I did. So I went on for months. And finally, about May of 2015, it caught up with me. I woke up in pain. I couldn't breathe in very deeply. So what had happened? Yeah, my liver had swollen so much to the point where it was laying on a nerve, and the nerve wouldn't allow me to breathe in deeply. So that's what happened to go to the hospital. When they originally looked at the liver through a sonogram, they thought it was a hemangioma, which is just a collection of blood cells. But it actually came out to be, after a liver biopsy, they confirmed that it was cancer.
And how long did they confirm it between the time when you went to the hospital and they confirmed that it was actually cancer?
So I went to the hospital one day. This is me being silly again. So I went to the hospital one day. I went to the emergency room and they wanted to keep me. And I was like, well, no, I just started a new job. I got to go to work the next day. So they gave me all these pills. And I felt a little better. Unfortunately, though, a week later, it got worse and I actually had to be admitted. So when I was admitted, by the time I was admitted, they did an x-ray of my lungs and only the top half of my lungs were showing because my liver was releasing so much fluid into the lung cavity that it wouldn't show up on the x-ray.
Wow. Right?
So by this time I am like pretty much drowning because I'm coughing up all of this fluid. So I'm drowning. I'm still running a fever. And at this point I'm just starting to sleep all day. So I was really shutting down. Yeah. And so they put me in the hospital. My kidney function had declined, everything else. So they did the biopsy and then they found out it was cancer. So I had to go through the bone marrow biopsy, liver biopsy, and all this other good stuff, bad stuff.
I am
floored
because I know this guy.
Yeah,
this guy's this is like
young,
TV
talented,
TV stuff.
Smart.
This doesn't happen to people like you.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Yeah.
Gosh,
when you got that news, what was it kind of like? Not to just have the news, but you're actually coughing up fluid and you're seeing these things. Where does your mind? Where does your emotions go?
Did you believe it? Were you in denial? Oh, we were they found something.
Well, I was definitely not relieved. I was sad. I mean, you know, you go when you first hear them saying, "So yeah, I'm sorry, you have cancer," and then they come back after they stage you, and they're like, "Well, I'm sorry, you have stage four," and then they say, "I'm sorry about everything." So you're kind of just like, oh, "Okay, like what do I do?" You know, saying, "What am I supposed to? How am I supposed to react?" So it was literally, I honestly would believe it's the Lord that put me like in this bubble. Where he was just like shielding and protecting me because he's like, I got you. You know, I got you. And even all this, and at that time, my mom was alive. She was like, I hear what they're saying, but I know that God got you. So I'm like, okay, mom. If you say so. If we at stage four, though, you know that, right? So but even through all that, they're like, they ask you, of course, do you want counseling? Do we need to send counselors and all this stuff? And they're preparing you. And then, so I just asked a question and I was just like, honestly, I asked my doctor, I was like, am I going to be okay? And what she basically said at that time, she's just like, well, your body needs help and we're just trying to get it the help that it needs. And that's all she could really say.
Did she ever put a time span on your life? Like, well, you got about 6 months to turn this thing around.
Surprisingly, they never put a stamp on me at all. Nah, they always said, we just got to get you in the treatment immediately. I was going to go through some pretty strong medicine and hopefully that the cancer would go away. Fortunately, B-cell lymphoma is one of the more curable cancers. So that was the case for me. Thank God. So,
yeah. We are here talking to Rashawn Worley. We're overcoming cancer. Reverb is going pink, month of October. We're talking to an overcomer here. I don't want to take a break. I want to keep asking him questions. This is pretty good. Bro, you played for the church. You served for the church. Did you ever be like, God, why did you let this happen to me? Or were you ever upset with God that it happened to you?
I will say that I never got upset with God concerning that happening to me. I did ask God a couple of questions like, am I going to die? Of course, you know, you ask that question.
That's
like,
a good question.
Am I going to die? Like,
yes.
That was the first question. Like, okay, so am I going to die? Then what's that going to be like? And then, of course, you have all these pictures in your head of your funeral and you start having these conversations. But I will say one of the most profound moments for me, I had just come from the doctor and of course I've gotten probably that day stuck by needles at least five or six times. And I just broke down and it finally hit me. I'm like, man, I'm sick. And then, so in the midst of me crying in my room that night, I will say that I literally heard God interrupt my crying session and say, "What is it that you expect from me?" And I said, "Well, I expect from you to heal me." And then God said, "It'll be according to what you expect."
Boy, you better stop, bro.
Come on, make your request.
Bro,
no.
Listen, let me say one thing. If a new Bible ever got written, that would have to go in it. I felt that the same way the scripture where it talks about, hey, like listening to God and God actually respond. Yeah. Bro, that's deep, powerful, man.
Have you ever heard God's audible voice like that before?
I've heard God's audible voice a couple of times. One time when I was in Tallahassee at FAMU, and I was in my bedroom, and I was on my knees, and I was crying out to the Lord, and I literally heard the Lord speak in my ear, and I was like, and I literally jumped up and looked around. So yeah, so a couple of times I've heard the Lord speak, and it always catches me off guard. I don't know why he does that. He always makes sure that I am completely somewhere focused on or saying something different, and then he comes in and cuts through all of that, and that's how I know it's him.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break right now. Real Men Wear Pink. We're talking to a real man right here, Rashawn Worley. He's talking about his battle, his survival of lymphoma cancer, of a form of cancer. When we come back, we're going to talk about the dark times. Like, you're a fun guy. You smile, you laugh, but there had to be dark days. Let's speak about those dark days when we come back. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Get to the point.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your boy Rudy Currens, and you are checking out the Reverb Live Show with my man DJ Rain.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus' hand, all he's done for me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus' hand, all he's done for me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus' hand, all he's done for me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus' hand,
who do I think I am? I just might wave my hands. I just might scream out loud. So much to shout about. I'm glad you called me. Now I'm justified and I'm qualified and I'm glorified. Still don't know why you paid the price, but I love you for the rest of my life.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me.
Oh yeah.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me.
Oh yeah.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me.
Can't let nobody
tell me.
Nobody can tell
me.
Done so much for me, Jesus. When they thought I was gone, you brought me back home. Now I'm running for Jesus. Can't hold me down, I got power now. I got a whole gang of angels around me now. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Oh Lord, you keep blessing me.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me.
Oh yeah.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me.
Oh yeah.
When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me.
I can't let nobody.
Get my
can't get enough of the Reverb Live Show? Listen to our podcast, available on ReverbLiveShow.com and on iTunes.
Reverb Live Show. Reverb Live crew is in the building wearing my pink ring.
Wearing my pink Tracy.
And pink over here, D3.
There you go. There you go. Real Men Wear Pink. October, it is commemorating Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We do have a guy with us, a real man here on the phone with us, joining Reverb Live Show, my man Rashawn Worley. Man, he's talking about his battle, his fight, his victory over lymphoma. It's a type of cancer. Is it a type of lung cancer?
So no, lymphoma is actually a blood cancer. It attacks the some of the white blood cells. Well, my type of lymphoma actually attack my white blood cells, my B cells, that help to create antibodies so that your body can fight off whatever the infection. So imagine that in today's time, if I ever had contracted COVID, well, thank God I haven't. But if I did, I wouldn't have been able to create the antibodies to be able to fight it off.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you battled through this thing, you fought through this thing, and you won.
Well, before we get to the encouragement part, tell us a little bit about the dark times.
So, one thing about going through dark times, of course, when you're taking that kind of strong medicine and it begins to transform your body, it can be, you know, really shocking. You know, you've never seen yourself or never imagined that you would look this way. For me particularly, I dropped all the way down to about 132 pounds. Ooh, so I was really small. Your skin is breaking out at this point, and you just don't look like yourself anymore. So that was really hard for me. And then just the pain of going through that medicine, oftentimes you have the body aches and stuff. And then I was staying in a little condo down in Fort Lauderdale at that time, going through them because that's where I was getting treatment down in Broward. So it just being by myself sometimes, it was just really bad. Couldn't be around people or anything like that because you didn't have any immune system after all of the medicine's been coursing. And I would spend each treatment is like 8 hours. You're just sitting in a chair for 8 hours. Of course, I would sleep.
Sitting in a chair for 8 hours.
You're sitting in a chair for 8 hours while medicine is coursing through a port in your chest. So, yeah. Oh.
That's why on our last show, the listener said, I mean, the guest said that she brought her workstation with her.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
That makes sense. You know, like she brought her workstation with her because it was going to be there for a while.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're pretty much there for a while. And you know, but even in that, you know, the one thing that kept me, of course, my family was there. My dad and my mom, you know, always there. They would make sure that while I'm at treatment, they would go to the house and they would clean up and they would make sure that food is cooked and everything else, that I'm good. So when I came home, all I had to do was go to bed, because that's all I wanted to do at that point in time, is go to bed. So even though it was really, times were really dark and you just weren't sure, they really helped me, you know, get through those times.
So in the dark times, how did you pull on God to give our listeners some hope on if they are challenged with this right now, or if they are trying to support a loved one? How can you give or share some hope for those persons?
So one thing I would consistently remind myself of is that God's will is to heal. God is a healer, and I would continually remind myself of that. And how I was brought up, especially at Family Worship and Praise Center, how we were brought up with power scriptures when we joined the church. And so I would recite those power scriptures. I would look up scriptures of healing, and I would recite that, not just religiously, but just literally saying, God, you said. Okay, so God had already given me a rhema that it would be according to what I expect. So I would remind him what I expected. I would remind him of my expectations. So it says, with your stripes, I am healed. So God, I expect, because of your stripes, I am already healed. And God, it is your will to heal. Your word is medicine to me. If life to me is medicine to my navel, it's marrow to my bones. So I will recite those scriptures, and I would have people around me. My mom at that time, I would have her around me to lay hands on me and pray for me, and she would sing over me and things like that. So I would encourage you, if you know someone or you are one of those people who are going through that, that you would encourage them and just saying that, remember, God hasn't forgotten you. And even though you're going through that, he already has the remedy, because he's not taken by surprise by any of this, and that he's right near to you. He's near to the brokenhearted. That's what the word says. So God is right there in it with you. He got you. He's going to take care of you if you trust him, and then you expect him to do what he said he's going to do.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Now you've gotten through those dark times, and you're encouraging others through a book. Tell us about this book.
So as I was coming out, as I first went into remission, I was just sitting. I was actually getting my port cleaned at that time. So I was good. I'm done with the medicine. And then I heard 100-day healing campaign. And I was like, campaign, that's a real word, God. But when I looked up the word campaign, it's actually a military word. So it's a military strategy. A campaign is a military strategy. So it's militantly possessing your healing through the power of prayer. Right. So
that's tough. Yeah, I didn't see that coming. That's hard. And you need.
So it's a book. Yeah, it's a book that just takes you through a journey through 100 days, and it addresses different points in prayer. And then at the last about 30 days, that prayer turns into intercessory prayer, not just for yourself, but also for others. And it hits different topics as well.
Nice. Is it out? Can we get it?
Absolutely. So it's actually been out for over a year now. I originally posted it, but it's available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble as well. You can order the book. I wish I had a copy. I don't have a copy right now, but you can order the book. It's called 100 Day Healing Campaign by Rashawn Worley, and Militantly Possessing Your Healing Through Power of Prayer.
Man, Rashawn, thank you so much for sharing your story. I mean, it's a private moment. It's a hard moment, but the story has to be told.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I'm glad that you made it through life. And on the other side of that, you managed to find a wife.
Yeah.
Married now. Congratulations.
Thank you. Man. Thank you so much.
That's what I'm talking about.
Any more shout outs that we got from people listening to the live?
Okay, Star Swain. D Star Swain is checking into the live show.
Hey, that's our homegirl.
We have Miss Patricia Miller Manning checking in, saying,
nice.
Great topic. There are so many people who need to know that they will overcome.
Amen.
Just stay focused on God and he will bring them through.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We got some listeners, Hardwick Real Estate checking in. We have G Wright 389 checking in. J Woods 2337 checking in.
Jay Woods.
I am Letitia Collison checking in. And we also have Modescue _9 checking in with the crew.
Aww. Model SQ. I don't know how to say her name, but hey, Ron. She is our prayer warrior at Family Worship and Praise Center. Rashawn, again, thank you so much to get that book, 100 Day Healing Campaign, a military strategy for your healing.
Oh gosh,
I just want to read it just to get ready for the fight. Like, right. Bro, you want to fight? I got this book.
I'm gonna read it and do push-ups.
Man, thank you for your story. That is it. That is our time. Man, we had a great show. October, wear pink. Real men wear pink.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And real men and women go on iHeartRadio, iTunes Podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and Spreaker. And what they do after that, they hit the search button and they search Reverb Live Show. Like, comment, and share all our material.
And then if you have any questions, topic ideas, or you just want to show us some love, hit us up at info@reverbliveshow.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Rashawn, send us a picture of your book or the book cover or something. And we want to put that on our social media page and just spread the word on that one, man. Let's get these copies sold and these military strategies out there in the hands of the saints.
We'll do that.
Amen, amen. Listen, that's it for this hour, for this episode of the Reverb Live Show. But stay tuned, stick around. Depending on your programming schedule, another show could be on the way, or just press play on our next podcast. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
You don't seem to understand something.
The best urban gospel show, airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.